Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed staff and other students, capturing their immigration stories.
The country of El Salvador is a hot, humid, and tropical place located on the coast of the Pacific Ocean and southeast of Mexico. The Salvadorian culture differs from the American culture in many ways. Moving to the United States can be a cultural adjustment for many newcomers.
Mrs. Leticia Clausen is a dual-track immersion teacher at Denny International Middle School. She explained her experience living in the United States in an interview.
When I first left my country, I was 12, and I came to America for 2 years to learn English. I lived with my aunt and uncle, and then I went back to El Salvador again and finished high school, went to the university. I studied architecture, but I always wanted to be a teacher. And then I left my country again on my 23rd birthday, and I have been here for 31 years. Because I married somebody from Alaska, and we relocated in Seattle so that I could go to the University of Washington and finish my architectural career.
Coming to a new country can seem daunting and can raise many questions. It can also elicit many emotions. These new feelings and questions can be challenging and frustrating, but they are also part of adjusting to a new culture.
I did not speak or understood a single word in English. No idea when people said, hi, good morning. Nothing. And it took me about 8 months to finally start to understand people. I was afraid mostly.
One factor that can be difficult for people moving to a new country is the climate. Leaving Central America for Alaska was a dramatic change for Leticia.
I went from El Salvador, I flew to Alaska, and there were 7 feet of snow from a tropical, 92-degree weather to 7 feet of snow. And I had high-heel sandals and strappy dresses, and I was not prepared for that weather at all. I did not take my coat, my winter coat off, not even inside the house. The snow was beautiful, but it was so cold. I've been cold ever since. I'm always cold. I'm not from here.
When coming to a new country, people need to prepare themselves for cultural differences. The culture and lifestyle will always be different in some way, whether it is big or small.
Language, food, people, weather, the vegetation, but what's similar is human nature. You will always find people who will be your friends and people who will help you along the way.
And sometimes people become more accustomed to the culture in their new country.
I don't know. I don't think I could live again in El Salvador because I have lived in the United States for 30 years and I am used to... There's a lot of homophobia in my country. There are a lot of phobias that I'm not used to them anymore. If you have to think the same way that everybody else does, you have to follow almost the same religion, and I am used to respecting other people's opinions and decisions on how they want to live.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Sean Juta, Marcus Zim, and Catherine Fry, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treisman, interview guest Leticia Clausen, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Music written by Nick Drake and performed by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.